First Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. First Peter chapter 5, and we're going to start at verse 7 to read for 7 to 9. Amen. Everybody there? Okay. Okay, I must say, I don't know what I did here. I had a scripture written down right here. What did I do? So I must have got the right scripture written down. Okay. All right. Amen. Devil tried to distract. Amen. I was listening to the message today before I came upon the night. It was a man I never heard before. And I've heard a message on distractions before, but he had a great message on distraction. And how many know the world is full of distraction? This is what the devil's trying to do with all of us. Amen. If it ain't one thing, it's the other. Amen. A distraction, there's a hindrance, there's a stumbling block. It would get in your way, a distraction. Amen. So this is what the enemy trying to distract me from with my scriptures here. But I got them. Amen. We want to ask you to turn your Bible. You probably already read there, 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7 through 9. Amen. We're going to talk about tonight learning how to cast your care. Can I say that again? Learning how to cast your care. You know, Bible study and Sunday school, the teachers can take their time a little bit more to say things. Preaching, there's another, you preaching, sometimes you're running through things, but this is what we learn, our Bible study and Sunday school, amen, learning. And I would like to say, you put emphasis on every word you see, because the first word is saying a lot by itself, learning. Learning is a repeated thing. You go over and over till you learn it, till you get it, amen. It says, casting all your care, 7th verse, casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. Like I said earlier, the topic of the message is learning how to cast your care upon the Lord. If it says learning how to cast your care upon the Lord, that lets you know that you will not be able to do it unless you learn how to do it. Amen. Learning is a process. It's like you're going over and over it till you learn it. Amen. And it says, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Casting all your care upon the Lord, because he cares for you. And when you the word cast means, amen, to means to get rid of. The word casting, amen, the root of that word is cast. Amen. To get rid of. Amen. And that's like pitch it, throw it. Amen. Discard it. To throw something forcefully in a specific direction, to pitch away. When you cast something, you're not doing it like this. That means you just, I don't want this. I'm throwing this right away. And that's what God wants us to do with our cares. Amen. A lot of times when we have care is something that you have a great concern about. You're overly concerned about it. And you might start off being, I'm concerned about it. Then it begins to turn into a worry or anxiety. So that means you're over concerned about it. And that's, it become a care that God said you were not initially designed to carry a care. He said, we have that privilege. Just think about that. If we think about, we have the privilege to cast our cares upon the Lord. When you're saved, that's your benefit. But do we take advantage of our benefit? No, because we're so accustomed to putting everything on us ourselves. But the Lord said, casting all, not some of your care, every heavy load, every burden, every worry, and every anxiety, God said, cast it, all your care upon him, because he cared for you. In other words, that means to pitch it and throw it as fast as it comes. Do we do that? No. God had to help us all. Sometimes we do some stuff quicker than others, but when it's something out of your control, there's nothing you can do about it. God does not want me or you worrying about it. He wants you to pitch it real quick. Sometimes we play with it. We go over and over and over and over and over and over and our mind with it back and forth. We wake up in the morning, there it is. We go to bed at night, there it is. We walk through the day, there it is on our mind. We're worried, that's worry. They're carrying that thing all the time, whatever it is. And God's saying, cast all your care upon me because I care for you. In other words, God said, take the care and give it to me. I will take care of you. That's really what he's saying. Give me your care. Give me your concern. Give me your worry. Give me your anxiety because I will take care of it for you. Can I get an amen? And it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Amen. Speaking about, we talked about care. It means to get rid of quickly as it comes, so you won't begin to worry or stress out about it. Your concerns, your anxiety, all that, that's a care. Talking about being sober now. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion. He didn't say he was a roaring lion, but he said he's as a roaring lion. I never had contact with a physical lion, but a lion, you know they roar. You know their attributes and the behavior you read about. They roar. That's to scare you. That's to alarm you. And it says, as a roaring lion, it said, the devil acts just like a lion, as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, seeking whom he may destroy. Amen. So it's saying, be sober. It said, being sober. Being sober means to be clear-minded. It means to be alert. It means to be serious, sensible. Be alert. Have your mind cleared. Amen. Be vigilant. Vigilant, that means to be watchful. Be alert. Watch as well as pray. Vigilant. Vigilant means to be watchful, to be observant, to be alert, to be attentive, to be careful, to be cautious. All these things you have to be, because your devil, the Bible said, because your devil, y'all reading that in verse 8, it said, because of your devil, the adversary, amen, as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom may destroy. So what that is saying, if we're not up on it, like we need to be up on it, fully alert. That's what the Bible speaks about, putting on the whole armor of God, not half dress. You got going out your house in the morning, you need to put on that whole armor. You need to sleep in that armor. You need to put the helmet of salvation on, all that. Because he's sending darts to your mind. The battlefield is the mind. If you can control, keep this together right here, you can monitor your whole being. You won't go out of your mind. You won't get off track. If you can keep this right here together, that's the battlefield right here. So if this right here is not clear-minded and is all messed up, your whole demeanor is going to be messed up. The way you think going to be messed up. Everything. You're going to be messed up. So it says, because be sober. To be, and then we know what sober means. You know, it's the opposite of being drunk. You can be intoxicated. We're not talking about like a drunk person and like that. But spiritually, you can be intoxicated with the cares of this world. You can have so much stuff. So much, it don't have to be bad stuff. It could be this stuff that you have to take care of. But you can be so full up here of the cares of this life that you're not clear-minded enough to hear God even speak to you, even if he wanted to. How many know you cannot hear God real clear if you don't keep contact with him? You will not hear him very clear. Matter of fact, you won't hear him at all. So you will just act upon what you think. You act upon what you feel, and you'll do what you think. It will not be governed by the Spirit, because you're not in tune. So you have to be alert. You got to be watchful as prayerful. We can't do all the praying and not watch. Watch what? You're watching, not other people. You're watching how your behavior is with the Lord, how you are walking with the Lord. That's what you're watching. And you're watching your enemy around you. The devil, as you read the verses, say, your devil, the adversary, seeking whom we may devour. The devil knows when you're not praying the way you need to pray. He can't get in your head and think, all in your head. God's the only one know your thoughts and those far off. God know your thoughts, whether you speak them or not, and the ones are far off. Thank God the devil don't have that privilege. But the devil do watch your actions. He watched my actions. He watches you 7 days a week. If you get up and go out your house, you never have no communication with God. You never talk to God. You talk to God only when you get to church. He watches all that. And he watches when you don't have no time to get, you don't take time to get in the word. You don't take time to fast sometime. You don't take time to worship sometime. He sees all that. So when he wants to bring a whole lot of stuff your way, or attack you in your finances, attack you in your mind, attack you in your body, attack you with thoughts, all kind of stuff, he going to bring a flood of demons with him to do just that. That's why the Bible says be watchful. It's prayerful, like the man in the Bible, amen, that had all those demon spirits. He couldn't almost take it. They drowned him. But they asked him, could they go into the swine if they was released from him? He was standing there cutting himself all the time. Spirits, people are spirits. And we need to cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. We need to watch our surroundings, what we go around, because it does affect us. Y'all hear me say that all the time. It does. It affects your behavior, your attitude, the what you do. If you're around people, amen, they got mad problem issues, and all they ain't no Jesus in their life. They ain't talking about nothing edifying, and they depressed, they discouraged, and all they operating in their own minds. You be around that stuff all the time, you're gonna be acting the same way. Amen. You need to take control and authority as a spiritual person. As a child of God, and watch what you let your mind fall into. Watch your behavior. Watch your attitude. Watch, amen, to your surroundings. Because it said the devil, your devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. God didn't tell us to be scared of the devil. We don't have to be scared of the devil. You walking right with the Lord. The Bible said he's greater on the inside of us than he that's in the world. So if you got God on you, and you walking in the spirit, you might feel like in the natural, I'm shaking and trembling, but you something rise up on the inside of you. You said, I'm not afraid. I'm going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I don't have to fear no evil. Can I get an amen? Amen. 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 The devil, your adversary, he's not your friend. He's your enemy. The Bible speaks about we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but it's against spiritual wickedness in high places. We think we wrestling with one another. I don't like you. I don't like you. I'm mad at you. Honey, it's the devil behind that. Amen. Spiritual wickedness in high places. If you heard the word of God, it says spiritual wickedness in not low places, in high places. Spirit of the air. So you cannot fight a spirit without using a spirit to fight. You cannot fight a spirit in your own mindset. Because you might want to be saying, Lord, deliver me. Lord, free me. Lord, help me. I seem like I can't get through that. That's because there's a demon. There's a spirit right there and don't want to get out your way. You got to keep praying till you get a breakthrough. Somebody give the Lord a praise. It said, be sober. Be vigilant. This is not the time to be hee hee ha ha. It's not a fun joking time. We live in some serious times. And there's a time for all things. We have a good time and everything. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about we, and as Christians, we sit in the bed, amen, don't know who we are, what we supposed to be doing, and we confuse about who's our enemy. Amen. We got to be spiritually alert so you can see that it's not your brother and it's not your sister you're fighting against. It's the devil. Because if you don't, the devil will stand behind laughing, hiding his hands, throwing rocks and hiding his hands. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Be sober. Be clear-minded. Be alert. Be serious. Be sensible. It's a time and place for all things. Because your devil, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may destroy. That's what devour means. He's out to demolish people. He's out to destroy people. He's out to take people's minds. He's out to, amen, if you get out the ark of safety, it's not a guaranteed time, a thing that you would get back. You might get back in the door, but you might not get back where you need to get back in the spirit. He's not playing in this hour. Amen. You got to make your calling and election sure. If you got Jesus in your life, you better hold on to him like never before. You better not barely hold on to him because he may snatch what you have. That's how mean he is in this hour. Somebody give God a praise. That's why he doesn't like me. He's attacked me because when God opened your understanding, see, you are powerful. I'm going to tell you. He didn't want me to say this now, but you are powerful when you understand this word. When you understand what you got, you are powerful, but when you don't understand it, he take advantage of you. He will take advantage of you if you don't know your rights. You don't know your rights in that word of God. You can read it, but if you don't really believe it and you don't understand it, he will take advantage of you and take advantage of me too. Read your word. That's power in that word. When nothing else will work for you, the word will work for you. When you don't have no money, you don't know how you're going to get no money. You know how to pray, and you know what the word says. God will put money in your hand. Amen. You need healing in your body. You need to be delivered. You keep praying, and God will deliver your body. Amen. If your mind ain't right, God will regulate your mind. Amen. He's a peace. Amen. He said, I give you peace that passes all understanding, but keep your heart and mind. You got to know what the word say, and you got to do what the word say. It will work for you. Somebody give God a praise. You're a bad sister and a bad brother. If you in your word and you know what that word says, you stand up on that word. That's your, amen, that's your weapon. The Bible speaks about putting on the whole armor of God. Put it all on that you be able to withstand in that evil day. Whatever evil day that you are attacked by the enemy in that evil day. I don't know about you, but I know if it hadn't been for the Lord that who's up on my side, some of the things I went through, even in the spiritual battle, I would have lost. Amen. Amen. But God has upheld me. Amen. Because I held on to the word when I couldn't see my way. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Somebody said you could win the fight but lose the war. Even if you're fighting in the spirit, you don't want to get all beat up all the time. You want to come out sometime swinging, right? You want this devil that beats you up all the time, depress you all the time, drag you through the mud all the time. You want the guy that's not God's will. God said, fight the good fight of faith. And the only way, it's really simple what we do. I said, Lord, help us because we forget. All you need to do, God ain't told you to do nothing but pray and do what he tell you to do. That's your fight. Anybody understand it tonight? That's the only thing you have to do. Is do what God say do in your conflict or your battle. Pray and seek God and see what he have to do. And don't act like the devil. Don't be against the devil. Don't act like the devil. And you'll win every time. Even look like when you're going down, you'll come up winning. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. And it says, be sober, be vigilant, be watchful. Vigilant means to be watchful, observant, alert, attentive, careful, cautious. Be a wise man. Be a wise woman. Walk circumspectly, not as a fool. Walk alert, vigilant. You ain't got to walk around like here. I'm looking all around. But in the spirit, you feel things. You pray for enough, you feel things. You know when things are right. You don't let the devil swamp you and put you in a early grave or kill you or do something. You're walking in the spirit. You're taking your authority in the spirit. I see, devil, what you're doing. That's what a wise man and a wise woman do. They taking their authority. You can have enemies on one side and enemies on the other side. And you can be walking so in the spirit, you don't have to fear no evil because you know God with you. And he's going to take care of your business for you. Somebody give God a praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Be vigilant. Amen. Be watchful. Be attentive. Be alert. And this is a time you ever want to be alert. This is a time you need to be alert like never before. I said, this is a time you need to be alert in the spirit like never before. Amen. You need to make sure that you're connecting with God on a daily basis some kind of way so you could be very attentive and very alert, because you never know what you're going to run into. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. It said, be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion. Amen. Walk about seeking who may devour whom. The Bible said, whom resist? God said, he's telling you about this devil walking about that you don't see. You don't see what he's up to. You don't see what he's doing. Took the Holy Ghost revealed to you. He said, he's walking about seeing who he can destroy. But he said in verse 9, say, whom resist? Resist who? Resist the devil. The Bible says if you resist the devil, he will flee. And you have to watch it that you don't act like the devil. When you say, God say resist the devil, that means resist whatever that he's trying to throw your way. If it's something in your mind he's trying to throw your way, if that, you got to know enough of the word of God to know God wouldn't tell me nothing like that. That's what the Bible said, watch. We don't examine stuff like that. We just, anything that flows to our mind, we receive it. The devil said, you ain't going to never get nothing. You ain't going to never. We listen to everything that comes to our mind and this ponder over. Well, we got to think about it real quick. Wait a minute. The word don't say that. How you going to know if the word say that if you don't read the word? Because even some people are like, what's the use of doing all this reading? When you read the word, whatever you're reading, you might not need it right there. But if you read it and digested it and it digested in your spirit the right way, at the time you need it, that word will come up just like you read it for this now got through reading it. It'll come up. It will come up. And it was like, nope. Sometimes the devil, I'll tell you, here's the battlefield right here, the mind. He'll bring one dart after the other. This person don't like you. That person don't like you. This person going out to get you. Your house going to be in foreclosure. This and that and another. He took all these things to our minds. This right here, he fights. You know that he fights up here. And we listen for a while. Or we might listen for a long time. But you got to say, God didn't say that. God said, whatever I stand in need of, he will supply all my need. God, that word should be coming springing up. Amen. Amen. And so it say, whom resist? Lord said, resist the devil. Resist him. Whom resist steadfast? God said, steadfast. Steady, in other words, in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. God is saying, amen, the same things that you're going through. That's because some people, oh, you just don't know the trouble I see. Honey, somebody's going through what you're going through, or they done already been through what you're going through, or they're going through what you're going through right now. You might not know, but it's the same affliction that you're going through is accomplished to other people in the world. Amen? Can I get an amen? Whom to resist in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brother that are in the world. Everything that somebody over here is going through, somebody over there already, the Bible said there's nothing new under the sun. That's because you don't know who's going through what you're going through. That don't mean that nobody's going through what you have. Somebody went through that, what you went through, and worse. And yet going through as you speak. Because God, the Lord said he would not even allow us to be tempted above that we are able to be. With the temptation, make a way of escape that we're able to bear. And to say Jesus Christ was touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And he was a high priest, so he can be able to understand what you and I go through. So he's able to secure or to help you and me. Because he's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. There's nothing that you ever go through, nothing I ever go through. We might feel like you don't know the trouble I see. And I mean, I don't know the trouble you see. You don't know the trouble I see. But the Lord has seen it all. And he knows. And he would not allow us to be tempted. That's the part we don't understand a lot. He would not allow us to be tempted above that we're able to be. We say, Lord, I can't not handle this. This is too much for me. I've said it. You have said it too. And the Lord just let us say it. But he know what you can handle and what you can't handle, regardless of what you say, and he will show you that you remember you went through that? You thought you couldn't handle that, but you went through it. You remember you went through that? You thought you went through that, but you couldn't handle it. So he already know your makeup. God would allow us to go through something that's going to destroy us and wipe us out of here. It wouldn't be right. God is not an unjust God. Amen? He wouldn't do that. But everything that he allow us to go through, amen, he said he would cause all things to work together for our good. He said all things work together for the good. God's going to get some glory out of it one way or the other because he allowed it and he has purpose why he allowed it. Can I get an amen? Amen. It says amen in Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 9. When you have that, would you say amen? Chapter 4, verse 6 through 9, Philippians. Be careful for nothing. Here we go with that careful and watchful again. We do saying about sober, diligent. Now I'm talking about careful. All that is speaking about alertness. Be careful for nothing. And careful means, again, to be cautious, to be alert, to be aware, to be attentive, to be watchful, to be mindful. It's just like driving a car. I know a lot of people don't do it. Or where are they driving out here on the roads? Most people nowadays seem like they leave their mind at home or their mind somewhere else the way they drive. But what does a wise person do? A wise person is not going to get in the car like they can't see or nothing. They're going to get in the car. They know they got to drive this car today, so they're going to be alert as much as possible. A normal person going to do that. Somebody that don't care would not do that. But somebody that's not trying to injure themselves or nobody else, they're getting in the car. They're trying to have a clear mind when they're getting out here. Same way you have to be with your spirituality, your spiritual walk, so the devil won't get up on you. See, we're going to be attacked by the devil. Yeah, you will be attacked by the devil. But it determines on how much you've been in your word, how much you've been walking with God and studying your word and obeying God, how long that you would stay under that attack. Amen, right? It depends if you know Jesus, no word, no reading, no time with God. You can be under attack. You can be under attack for a long time before you even know you're under attack. Do you realize that some people be under attack for days and Sundays? Been a whole day. But God don't expect us to be under attack for a long, long time. Don't realize it's an attack. If you've been under attack a long, long time, and it's taking you a long, long time to realize you're under attack, then that means you need to get down to more studying in your word. You need to get down to more prayer because the Holy Ghost will pick up an attack just like that. You might not pick it up. I might not pick it. But God's going to eventually let you know this is an attack. And he's not just going to say, this is an attack. He's going to show you what to do. Because you have to do spiritual warfare with attack. You can't fight the devil because you can't see him, okay? You can't see him. You can't say, I'm hitting you, devil. You can't see the devil. God got tactics, strategies to give you and me to come through some stuff. And like I said, go back again. It's just as simple as much prayer. When you under attack, much prayer will get you through what you're going through, and reading God's word, it will get you through. That's all he told you to do, and obey him, and make sure you don't act like the devil. All those things, because some people get in, then you can get ugly when you get up under attack or something. You can get ugly. Come up out of yourself. But God said, if you obey me, get in my word, I'll bring you through the attack. God will flood your mind with words of encouragement. He'll flood your mind with his word. He'll let you know that he'll live all the word he be pumping in you, be pumping the other stuff off of you. Amen. Somebody give God a praise. Because you realize you can't handle this stuff in your own intellect. Amen. Lost my place here. Thank you, Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. careful for nothing, but in everything. Can I hear somebody say everything? But in everything, not some things, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. In other words, you do your homework, your spiritual homework. We do all the other works on our job, fellowshipping with this one, fellowshipping with that one, doing this and doing that, but we don't do no spiritual homework. So we have nothing to fight the devil with when he come up against us. Most time he slap us down, slap us all kind of ways. Be the mercy of God, we still in the race. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. It said, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. There's that word prayer again. God said, bring everything to me by prayer. If sometimes people don't know how vital prayer is and what is the reason for prayer, they don't do it. They just pray when they want something from the Lord. They don't pray, amen. Sometimes people pray when it gets up. They get under a bunch sometime, and that's the only time they pray. Or they don't pray at all. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. God is saying, be, in other words, cautious, be alert, be aware, be attentive. Be watchful, be mindful. And it says, by prayer and supplication. Supplication is making petition. That means I'm coming to the Lord with petition. Amen. I'm coming to the Lord with requests. Amen. You know, Lord, I'm pleading before the Lord. I need help. Lord, I'm coming to you. I'm in need. I need your help. Lord, here's my request. You're making a petition known. It's like if you send out a petition or something, send out, you want this to be read, you want this to be heard, the petition. Same thing with the Lord. I want my petition, Lord, whatever it is that I'm requesting. I need this, Lord, this is an urgency. Anybody getting anything out of that? It's like by prayer and supplication. Prayer, you're praying to God. Prayer means actually that you're just communicating with God. That should be a regular part of your life. That should be a normal thing that we do. But it's sometimes you got those supplication because I'm supplicating, Lord. I'm, you know, Lord, I'm crying my soul out to you, Lord. Lord, I have need. Lord, I need you to do this thing for me. My request, because you're supplicating. Nobody else can answer your prayers for you. The Lord, I'm supplicating. We all got special prayer needs that we might say, oh, I pray to the Lord about this. Well, we got those special. How many of you got special things you got before the Lord? Special things you want him to do for you? Special requests. I got special need, Lord. Hear my plea, Lord. Hear my cry, Lord. Amen. Supplication. I supplicate before you. He said, this is how you do it. He said, you pray and then you supplicate. And he said, don't forget about thanksgiving. I'm praying, Lord. I'm making my petition known to you. But and the Lord, at the final, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Things might not be going the way I want them to go right now, Lord, but I thank you because I trust you. I'm learning to say this to the Lord myself. Lord, I can't figure things out. I don't understand the way things, but I trust you. I trust you more than I trust me or anybody else. I trust you because I know you got my best interest in heart. I trust you, Lord. I can't see my way, but I trust you because you gonna go before me. Amen. In other words, I trust you, Lord. And it says, in supplication, thanksgiving, let your requests, well, we just said that, let your requests be made known. God said, make it known to God. Devil tell you, oh, no, since you're praying about that. Oh, nothing ain't changed yet. Oh, some people think about, well, you shouldn't ask God this. You can ask God for anything you want to ask God for. He's your Father, which is in heaven. Just make sure you're living right. You're striving to please him. Amen. When you go before the Lord, you got to make sure you ain't got nothing hanging on the line. God don't hear. Amen. The Bible said the Lord don't hear sinner's prayer unless there be a worship of him. But God don't hear us if we got iniquity in our heart either. God don't hear your prayer. If you, amen, you got things in your heart that's not right. God don't hear them type of prayers. Got to get it right. Even if you have any ought against a brother and sister, you go to that one before you go to the Lord in prayer and get it right so your prayers can go through. Husband and wife or children, you make sure, amen, you're all right with them before you go and talk to the heavenly Father in heaven. You can't stand them. Amen. When you get like that, you got a flow, a line, clarity that God going to answer that prayer. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. And the peace that the Lord said, after you done did that, you being careful for nothing, you making your prayer known unto me, you supplicating before me, and the Lord said, you making your press a request known to me, and the Lord said, after you do all that, he said, then the peace of God. God said, see, here's the part that we don't watch it. I don't watch it. You don't need it. We don't watch it. After we do all this praying, we still in anxiety. We still worry. We still, you know, messed up. But God said, if you really believe me, so he that come to me must believe that I am. You must believe when you come to God that he's going to do something about the situation, else you might as well not come. Yes, I believe you, Lord. Help my unbelief. So it say the peace of God that passes all understanding. Though your situation might look the same, but God said that peace, his peace, is going to come up on you that you can't comprehend. It's going to bring you, and when this peace comes up on you, it comes up on you to put you in a rest. Amen? It comes up on you not just to come up on you like a light bulb. It comes up on you to put you in a rest. And you, how many of you ever been in a place that you've been in a place of rest in your spirit? And if, in other words, that you can almost see yourself on the outside, you know there had to have been God. You could not be at peace with all what you went through. Amen. That's a peace that passes all understanding. It passes your understanding. It passes your comprehension. The peace that passes all understanding, it should keep your heart. And it should keep your mind. That means that peace is going to come up on you. You're going to be resting in your heart and you're going to rest in your mind. And a situation may not even be taken care of yet, but you just feel that, some of you just feel like it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. And I've even heard the Lord speak to me. I don't know about nobody else. He said to me, he said, all is well. That's what he says to me, all is well. When God say all is well, you know, most time when God say all is well, the situation might not look like it's well. But you've learned. You learn some things about God. When God says all well, you learn to believe what he say. Because all that might not look well right now, it will look well. It's going to be manifest that all is well. That's faith. Somebody give God a praise. Amen. Amen. And it says, well, keep your hearts in mind. God said, my peace is going to keep your heart and it's going to keep your mind. And he said, verse 8, he said, finally, my brother, he said, at the end of the day, my last words to you, finally, brethren, or sister, we all at one in the Lord. Lord, look, us, no female or male, and we all, he look at us as one. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, God said, this is how you're going to keep the peace. After he told you about it, he's going to let his peace come upon you. That's going to pass your understanding when you should be having a fit, but you have peace and calm. That's the peace of God is upon you. He said, now after my peace come upon you, he said, here's what I want you to do. Verse 8. He said, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, why did he say that? Because he know that the devil going to come back again while you got that peace of God and you calm. He'll come back when you least expect it and try to get you upset about the same thing. So the Lord's saying, when it comes your way, think about what you're thinking about. And I'm still working with that myself. Think about what you think about. Like they have a saying, say you are what you eat, and that's true. And eat a lot of junk, you're going to be messed up. You eat right, you're going to be healthy. Eat a lot of junk, you're going to be unhealthy. It's like, think about what you're thinking about. And I'm learning that. I'm working with that myself, learning it more and more. It said, finally, my brother, whatsoever things are true. God said, watch your thoughts. Watch your thoughts. Watch what you're thinking about. Think about those things are true. Think about those things, amen, they're not if so, maybe so, that you know they are so. true. Think about the things that are honest. Things are honest. Think about the things that are righteous, just. Think about the things that are pure. Devil bring and plant things to our mind and things are mine, and they're not of God. Throw that stuff out. God said, if it's not me, these are the things he said I want you to think about. Because this is what's going to keep that peace that he put up on. It's going to stay up on you. If you fight, that's why you're fighting. The good fight of faith, you're fighting because the enemy going to throw all kind of darts and stuff your way. Think on these things are good. The devil said, you're not going to never make it. You got to look, think about, Lord said, I will make it. I rebuke that. I push that eject button. I push that. God didn't tell me that. You don't waste no time with it. Throw it out quick as it come. Think about those things are just. Think about those things that are pure. Think about those things that are lovely. Things that make you. Say, there's some things you can see. Thoughts. If you really realize thoughts has can thoughts can change your whole demeanor. If the devil implant something in your mind that's not good, you will see it all over you. Amen. He can change the way you walk, the way you talk, your whole attitude and everything. The thoughts, this power of thoughts. So the Lord said, think on these things. Things are lovely. You think on something lovely, what you going to do? If you think on something lovely, you might get a big smile on your face. Lord going to bless me with some money. Lord, going or either I'm getting ready to get a new house, or I'm going to get a wife, or I'm going to get a husband, or I'm going to get a miracle. Or I think I'm lovely. Think on those things. The devil wants to walk around like this. Everything terrible. He said, think on those things are lovely. Those things are honest. Those things, and nobody's arrived there. We all fighting negativity. That's his job, to bring negativity to our minds. Those things that are lovely, those things are a good report. God said things are a good report, not a bad report. The devil's give you a bad report over here. Think about the things that there was a good report. Switch it up. Things are a good report. And it says, think of those things that whatsoever pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is good report. And they say, if there be any virtue, if there be any prayer, he said, these are the things I want you to think on. And verse 9 said, those things which you have both learned. He said, those things which you have both learned. Those things which you have both learned. If you learn it, if you got it, he said, and we received it. So when you're in school learning, but everybody don't learn the same way. Everybody don't perceive the same way. But when you learn it, you receive it. And he said, and if you receive and heard, he said, and see in me, and he said, do them. He's not just putting the word out there just for you to have. He said, do what you hear. Do what you hear. And it said, if you do what you hear, the peace of God shall be with you. Amen. Just like what we studied right here. You study these things, even you take them in your own private time, you jot down something. When you study those things, you begin to, you don't just say, I learned that at church. You don't forget about it. You walk in and do those things. Let them work for you. And the peace of God will be upon you. Amen. Somebody give the Lord a great big hand praise. Amen. I believe we're done. Amen. Amen. Learning how to cast our care upon the Lord, because he cares for us. Amen. I'm done. Amen. We thank the Lord for his word. But I'm not went in intentionally in depth and just trying to break down everything. It's very imperative, amen, that we, amen, actually learn the things of God, because that's our weapons, amen, against the enemy. Amen. And the devil, he knows. He used different tactics for different people. He don't use the same tactic for everybody. Some people, he know he's not going to be able to get up on them that quick, so he'll do something else over here. Amen. He'll come some way else. If he know he can't get you, he got another way he coming your way. But the Lord said, we're not ignorant. And when God said we're not ignorant, he's not calling us stupid. Ignorant means unlearned. It means we didn't take time to study it. We didn't take time to know it. And God said, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. He have many devices. He don't use the same device. Because see, if he can't get you one way over here, he'll leave you alone for a minute. He's seen when you got that down pack, you ain't going to let him in right there. But he leaves for a season and he'll come back with something else in the undisguised. So we have to be fully alert. And the only way that any of us could be fully alert, you have to get in that word. You have got to study the word of God. You have got to read your Bible. You have got to seek God to hear what God has to say to you. Because whatever I'm going through, God got something to say to me about my situation. Whatever you're going through, you got to hear what God is saying to you about your situation. I can't help you with my situation. And here's the thing that people don't do, and we all need to learn to do. They look for the pastor to give them all what they need, but then when they by themselves or get to themselves, they don't have nothing to fight with. They didn't take what they learned. They didn't take it with them. So when the devil comes, they have nothing to fight with. Be a wise student. Ever since I've been saved, God's taught me that be a wise student. Get what they say, can all you can and can all you can, and whatever way they said, get all you can get and can all you can. Because you're going to need it. You might not be able to call this person. You may not be able to call that person, but you'll know how to call upon the name of Jesus. Amen. The Bible says the name of Jesus is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they're safe. Amen. Let's clap our hands again for the Lord. We're done.